Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I'll tell you who's no phony, and that is Nick Kostos, the host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey sports betting insider. Insider calls on this show presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app and catch You Better You Bet with Nick weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1 Eastern time. Leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Good morning, Nick.
What's going on, guys? Great to be on with you. And Courtney, hearty congratulations to you and your husband. Absolutely
you,
love to see it.
Thank you. You'll have to give me all the tips of how to become a parent.
I'll say, I don't know if like any of the parents on the show agree with this. I feel like being, my daughter's very young. I feel like being a good dad or a good mom, I'll just speak for men. Being a good dad, I think, is really easy. I think being a good husband to your wife when you have a kid, I think that's difficult. I think that's the much harder part is managing your marriage with the kid. I think if you're a good person and like you give a crap, which I'm sure you do, I actually think that part's been pretty easy. I think the other stuff is difficult.
Wow. That's insightful. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
I mean, you have a 1-year-old, correct?
1.5 next month.
1.5. Mm. And you're, I'm sure you're able to find time for date night and all those other things.
Yeah, I would say I would say at least once a week we try and go out with just the two of us.
Love it.
All right.
There we
Good
go.
Job.
I mean, you have to. Otherwise, it's a total disaster, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
keep
I don't want to.
Spicy.
I think when I first found out I was pregnant, my biggest fear immediately was like, I don't want to lose the great relationship Santa and I have. So that's been a focus of ours.
And that's good.
Yeah.
I like to think
yourself.
About that.
Right.
Don't lose yourself to being like, oh, I'm just the mother now.
Right.
Nick, yeah, and also like, yeah, it's not easy.
remind me, your wife is blind, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Terrible.
Yes.
Yeah. Terrible.
Listen, I may be short, but I'm not ugly.
Uh-huh. I love it.
Oh, really?
That's
generally not something that one says about
you
themselves.
You are not, Nick.
That's a good point. You leave that to others to determine how attractive you are.
Well, Greg, do you think I'm ugly?
No, I mean, I think you're a pretty good looking dude.
Courtney, do you think I'm ugly?
No, I do not.
So there you go. I'm a massive narcissist.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Your face is what it is, man.
That's true.
Now, listen, speaking of ugly, the last week, New England Patriots, 5 turnovers. How are you, if you are, how would you wager this game on Sunday?
I love New England this week. I'm actually contemplating, and we haven't, so on You Better You Bet, we have a show entry in one of the big Vegas Survivor contests that we split, and we're between New England and Denver for our two choices this week. I think we might take the Patriots. I love New England this week. Now, obviously, Greg, you alluded to it, like putting the ball on the ground a million times, not great last week against Pittsburgh, and they probably win the game if that does not happen. So I think that you'll get probably a more... hold on to the ball a little bit more this week against Carolina than they did against Pittsburgh. And there's two matchups that I'll be watching for in this game. Number one will be Milton Williams and Christian Barmore on the Patriots defensive front against a Panthers offensive line that's down its best player, period, their guard Robert Hunt and their center Austin Corbett. Both are on IR. The Falcons couldn't take advantage of it last week. Williams and Barmore have both been studs, and I think that's going to be a problem for Bryce Young. And I'm curious how this is going to go this week, and none of us will know the answer until the game starts, with Ramondre and Antonio Gibson both fumbling last week. And I know Travion Henderson has had his issues in pass protection, right, to start his rookie year.
Yeah.
I don't know how this isn't like the big Travion Henderson game this week. The Panthers are allowing 6 yards per carry, I think this could set up as a monster Travion game. I hope it's going to be a monster Travion game. And I think we see Kyle Williams start to emerge a little bit this weekend as well. I think the Patriots win by 7 or more. Give me New England this weekend against Carolina.
Okay.
Wow, that's a good one.
Their run defense stinks. Mm-hmm. It's like 32nd in the league or whatever. So.
You got to be able to run the football. I got a game.
It stinks.
Nick, I got a game. I think there's so many great games on this weekend, but Jacksonville versus San Fran in Frisco.
I just love that setup. There's a lot of great games this week. Now let me give you one that's horrible.
No, about the toilet bowl?
No. I want to know if Jacksonville's for real.
Well, so here's what we'll find out, Wiggy. We're going to find out if Jacksonville's defense is for real. Mm-hmm. I do think that the Jaguars' offense will round into form as the season moves on. Like Liam Cohen, their head coach, the former Bucs offensive coordinator, his playbook is like infamously huge. Like Travis Hunter doesn't know where he's lining up. Brian Thomas has the yips. I think all of these things will course correct over the balance of a season. So I think the offense will be okay. We'll find out if this defense is legit for Jacksonville against Brock Purdy, and we expect Purdy to play. We think Ricky Pearsall's going to play. We'll see about Juwan Jennings. I think it's a fascinating game on Sunday in the Bay Area. If the Niners are going to have a clean bill of health and they're going to have their guys available here on offense, I'm going to like San Francisco in the game. I have not made a bet yet on the game, but Wiggy, I think the offense will be okay for Jacksonville. I think the defense is going to be the unit to watch this weekend.
What about Ravens minus 2.5?
But just real quick also, can you weigh in? I asked everybody earlier and everybody was in agreement, but who a win matters most to in that game?
Oh, it's Kansas City.
Okay.
Yeah. Like by a lot.
Yep.
Did anyone say Baltimore?
No.
Well, and like the reason why, and I'm sure it's like the AFC North's terrible. So, well, the other three teams in the division with Baltimore, like the Steelers, the Browns, and the Bengals, are all underdogs this week. So the Ravens could lose to the Chiefs and be 1-3, and they're going to be favored to win the division. Like, at 1-3, just something to consider. I think it matters way more for the Chiefs. This is not going to be one of my favorite bets of the week, but it's the biggest game, so I'll bet it. I'll take Kansas City, plus the points. The worst unit in this game is actually the Ravens' defense, not the Chiefs' offense. Xavier Worthy's going to be back. Now, the Chiefs can't run it the way the Lions can and did on Monday night against the Ravens, but I think what you're going to see is Andy Reid really take advantage of these slow and bad Baltimore linebackers who are playing brutal to start the year. The former Patriot Kyle Van Noy is not going to play in this game. Matabuke, their star defensive tackle, is out again. I don't love the play, but make me take it. I'll take the Chiefs plus the points and Kansas City to win.
Nick, when it comes to games overseas, you bring up the Steelers. With that Vikings-Steelers game, do you like to stay away from those types of games because it could be anyone's?
What an insulting question.
He doesn't stay away from any game.
I love it. I love a 9:30 a.m. Hell yeah. Get the juices flowing early. I subjectively like the Steelers. And I say subjectively because I think the point spread is totally fine. Minnesota favored by less than 3. I know Brian Flores put Aaron Rodgers in a blender last year. So they played in London last year, the Jets and Vikings. And that game went so poorly for the Jets that it got Robert Saleh fired. Now, that's the Nathaniel Hackett, let's throw 50 times a game Jets offense. I think that Arthur Smith will be better prepared here. And you know, I think your audience is actually great to consider the point that I'm about to make here, because while everyone's saying, like, the Patriots gave the game away last week against the Steelers, and to a degree it's true, like, the Steelers also forced turnovers, and they also sacked Drake May 5 times in the game. And Carson Wentz is still the Vikings quarterback here. Make me bet the game, I'll take the Steelers to win outright.
Mm. Nick, here's another one for you, and maybe this one's a little bit more sexy than my Jaguars 49ers. Is the Colts at the Rams, and the Rams playing the way they played last week against the Eagles? I guess it's one of those, are the Colts for real? Are the Rams one of those teams that can contend in the NFC? Where do you stand on that game?
I liked the Colts early in the week, and I bet plus 3.5, because I think the point spread's going to go down to 3. So I would say for people that like the Colts, maybe look to bet it sooner rather than later. If you like the Rams, you may be able to bet a minus three as we approach kickoff. The more I think about the game, the more I'm like schematically concerned for Indianapolis here, where I think this could be the game where like Jared Verse and the Rams like edge rush, I think can really, really impact Daniel Jones. And I don't know what kind of answers the Colts secondary is going to have for Davante Adams and Puka Nacua. And just one matchup to consider for props for everybody. Kenny Moore is Indianapolis' slot cornerback. He's one of the best slot cornerbacks in the league. He's out for this game. Indianapolis has no one that can cover Puka Nacua. Just something to think about. So I did bet the Colts. I'm kind of shying away from that position as the week goes on.
Did you bet the Ryder Cup, Nick?
I bet Europe, yes.
Really?
See, Greg, this was my fear. I told Greg this morning I couldn't bet it because I want to support the United States,
well,
but I was scared of double heartbreak in that the U.S. would lose and I would lose money, so
well,
instead I stayed away.
You know, there's, you know, I'd like to quote the late great Bobby the Brain Heenan, who at WrestleMania 7, he managed Demolition, and they were facing Tenryu and Katao, two Japanese wrestlers in a tag match, Mr. Fuji, Japanese. And Mr. Fuji, in the match, hits Tenryu with his cane.
Right.
And Bobby the Brain Heenan says, in full deadpan, Mr. Fuji turning against his country for money. Mm. I like that. So do I.
All right.
Give me Europe.
Really?
All right.
Well,
all right, Bobby the Brain.
Huh. Yeah, like if it was like, who do I want to win a war, the United States or Europe? I'll pick the United States. Who do I think is going to win this golf match? I'll take Europe against this bunch of choke artists. Right. Yes.
It seems kind of turncoatish.
It's great. Call me Benedict Costos. I'll wear it.
So the European golfers are much better than the American golfers.
I would say that there were issues with Keegan Bradley, like the players that he picked and like should he pick himself. And I don't trust guys like, I know, I think Morikawa had a nice shot literally 20 minutes ago.
Yep.
Morikawa came in really bad form. Xander Schauffele came in really bad form. I don't know if Justin Thomas has got the goods anymore. So for me, like the reason why the United States was favored is because the United States is hosting the event. Like that's why.
Yeah.
If this were in Europe would be a bigger favorite than the United States was. And I think that Europe's talent kind of makes up for the home course advantage, so that's why I bet Europe, and we'll see how it shakes out.
All right, Nick, as always, a pleasure to talk to you. I hope you have a fantastic weekend.
Me too. And wishing everybody Minimal Sweats winning bets the absolute very best of luck.
Okay. Insider Calls with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all of your betting and sports talk needs. Go to the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. And that is also where you can leave us a hill note. What? Oh, you were smiling.
What's up? Sorry, I was talking to Nick as he was departing.
Oh.
He wanted me to forward message.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sharp, talking sharp to sharp.
Yeah, a little bit. No, he wanted me to forward a message. He was disappointed. You guys talked too much sports.
Mm.
Wow. I'm dead serious.
I know. Mm. He likes the other stuff.
He loves right. The other stuff. That's one of his favorite parts about coming on with us is that you guys, we're not just sports here. Yes. We do everything.
I want to listen to a side-by-side of him on with like Chicago's Midday Show, just talking nuts and bolts betting.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.